Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, we've got I Hate God frontman Mike Nine. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, everybody? I'm good. I'm still alive. I'm here.
Well, glad to hear that. Obviously, back in February, there was a benefit that was put out to help Mike Nine with his medical bills following a successful liver transplant at the end of the year. First, most important, tell us how you're feeling.
I feel great. I feel like 10, 15, 20 years younger, to be honest. It's amazing. I mean, I'm not drinking anymore, obviously. I've got a new liver, but it's just amazing. I mean, I was really sick there for a while. I had been sick for a few years, but I just kept blocking it out of my head, and I just wanted to keep touring and keep being myself without, you know, saying anything about it or even taking care of it. But when I finally found out, you know, what was wrong with me and feeling the way I did, it was pretty damn serious. So, I'm feeling great now. I mean, I've got someone else's liver. You know, it's amazing. It's a miracle of science, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I got to imagine that the uncertainty leading up to your liver transplant must have been exhausting.
Oh, yes, it was. I mean, the end of 2015 and most of 2016, I was just in and out of the hospital constantly. And I wasn't telling anybody, you know, it was just like me and my wife and my close friends knew, you know. And finally, October of 2016, they were basically like, you know, you're just going to end up back here again, so we're just going to keep you here. And so I stayed there, and they took care of everything they needed to get me on the list. And, it was a hell of a ride there, man. I mean, one day you're on the list, the next day they find something they can't put you on the list, or everything has to balance out, you know, and it's a lot of different things that have to line up, you know, like the planets have to line up. It has to be that perfect situation, and I lucked out, man. I totally got lucky, and I'm proud of that and thankful.
Mike Nine with us on the show tonight off the I Hate God self-titled album. This is Agitation Propaganda. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Critical Mass, that was Nuclear Assault. Heard Agitation Propaganda from I Hate God. Mike Nine is with us tonight. Mike, we were talking about that time leading up to your liver transplant. How did music motivate you to stay positive?
Oh, I mean, it's always there, you know. It's always a factor in my life, you know. Just knowing that I wanted to get back out, get on stage, and, you know, I'm not a young man by any means, but I just want to keep doing this till I do get 6 feet under, you know. I mean, I just, you know, just music in general just kept me going, and the fact of wanting to get back on stage. And it was actually one time when I was in the critical care unit, and one really serious episode I had, and my wife put these earbuds in my ears, and she just turned on my iTunes or whatever on my phone and let it play. And I had been unconscious before that for like 2 days. I was completely unconscious. She put the music in my ears and it woke me up. The music made me, all of a sudden I could remember hearing bands that I love, and I just woke up. And that, to me, that's just pretty amazing, the power of music, you know?
That is amazing. Full Metal Jackie, Mike Nine of I Hate God is my guest tonight. Coming up, music from Prong. We'll hear that Body Count tune that I'm actually on, and more with Mike. Stick around. When it comes to the poor, no lives matter. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got I Hate God frontman Mike Nine on the show with us tonight. The outpouring of support throughout your liver transplant experience emphasized a real sense of community among metal fans and bands. How has that reinforced your love of metal?
I mean, it's overwhelming. You know, it was super overwhelming. Just reading, like, the posts and you know, everywhere on all the social media sites and on the You Caring site, the fundraiser site. We have just every day I would read those and just it would give me the will to keep fighting, you know. I mean, amongst, like you said before, the music and just the fight I have inside me to keep going, you know. But it was overwhelming, man. I mean, people came out of nowhere and everywhere, you know, to show support. And even if it wasn't a monetary thing, even if they didn't donate money to help, they showed their love and their people that are fans of the band and just in general just showed their support. And even though I Hate God's like a negative kind of band, negative imagery and lyrics and all that, it was beautiful to have all the love just pouring out of everywhere, you know. It makes me love this community more and more and more and more, you know, which is already, you know, through the roof. So it's just amazing.
Mike Nine of I Hate God is with us. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up, though, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also gonna be getting a new music from the band He Is Legend. Mike will pick a tune. It is all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, we've got I Hate God frontman Mike Nine on the show with us tonight. Talk to me about what, you know, goes through your mind when you're preparing to go back on stage after focusing so much energy on regaining your health.
It's just nonstop. I mean, I'm nervous. I gotta say, I'm nervous, you know, but at the same time, I've got all this new energy now, you know, like, I mean, just after the recovery and after the surgery, and it's been only been 4 months. You know, I just had the surgery in December of last year, so it's only been 4 months. But I'm just I'm full of energy, and I'm just, you know, just it's just like waiting to come out of me. You know, I'm just ready to go, man. I'm focusing on the songs and being on stage and mainly just having fun with people, and I want to talk to people that, you know, that are out there. You know, I Hate God's a band that we don't hang out backstage. You know, we talk to our fans and as much as we can until they get irritated. But anyway, we just, I'm focused on everything. It's, you see, I'm kind of scatterbrained about it because I'm just super excited about this whole thing.
I Hate God singer Mike Nine is our guest on the show tonight. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Motorhead coming up. We'll hear Black Sabbath. More with Mike. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mike Nine with us on the show tonight. I Hate God, obviously, still out there promoting the self-titled album from a couple of years ago, which was the most successful of the band's history. And Mike, art reflects life. How do you think surviving life-threatening health crisis will now inspire or affect what you express with music?
Well, as far as the lyrics or the music, I'm sure we're a band that doesn't change a lot. I mean, we sound the way we sound, you know, but just having been through a lot in my life, I mean, this isn't the only life-threatening thing to ever happen to me, you know, but it all kind of just adds up in that life experience, you know, that it really just makes me not want to take anything for granted, not like 1 second of the day, you know. I just want to move forward and just keep creating as much as I can until I can't anymore, you know. And like next year, 2018, will be I Hate God's 30th anniversary, if you can believe that. It shows how aged I am. But still, I still have it in me, though. We all do. We just love this band, and we can't wait to get out there. You know, like I said before, we're all psyched. And the guys are psyched to have me back. And having Randy and Phil sing some shows was I gave them my blessing for all that. That was awesome as well.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also get to new music from a Swedish band called Trial, and we'll have more with Mike Nine. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got I Hate God frontman Mike Nine with us on the show tonight. And You spoke earlier about Phil Anselmo and Randy Bly filling in when you were too ill to perform. How difficult was it putting yourself aside for the greater good to make sure the show would go on?
Well, of course. I mean, they wouldn't have done it if I would have disagreed, you know? I mean, it was all of our idea, you know? It was my idea. Like, I mean, different names are tossed around, and the only two people that I would give my blessing to were Philip and Randy. You know, those are two friends of mine. They're great singers, both of them. And, I mean, you know, it wasn't hard at all in one way, because I wanted the band to carry on and not have to wait for me. I mean, because at the time that happened, which was last year, basically 1 year ago, I didn't know when Randy sang, I didn't know that I didn't even know if I was going to live. You know, so I had no clue. So that was me kind of saying, yeah, let's get Randy to do it, this tour, and, you know, just keep going on, you know, and I'll be back when I can, you know. And as everybody was sad about it, it just made sense, you know, to keep the band moving. And because we all also just had this positive idea that everything was going to be fine, you know. Even though I was facing, you know, an imminent demise, I was just also positive that I would live through it. And I did, you know, so. But, you know, the band that they toured with, Discharge, they're one of my favorite bands ever of the old punk rock days. And that's what hurt the most, that I didn't get to tour with one of my favorite bands. But Jimmy and them, those guys are friends with them now, so hopefully we can get to do that in the future again.
Full Metal Jackie coming up, music from Motorhead. Also, we'll hear a new tune from Life of Agony and more with our guest on the show tonight, Mike Nine. It's Full Metal Jackie with I Hate God frontman Mike Nine on the show with us. It sounds like there's going to be some more touring this year. I know you talked about a big anniversary that's going to be coming up next year, so I'm sure there's a lot that's going to be happening. But is there, other than, you know, these couple of dates, is there anything, you know, big that you guys are talking about for 2017?
Really just getting back out there slowly. You know, it's like baby steps, kind of, you know. Even though I'm confident and I know this is going to be great fun and it's going to be great, we're all going to do our very best. We're just, you know, doing a few shows now. And then later in May, we've got some stuff planned for Texas. And we're going to get down there and play. And then we're working on some other stuff right now. Nothing's set in stone quite yet, but we're working on it.
Awesome. Well, look, so happy to hear your voice. Happy you're doing good. And
thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. Wish you a lot of luck and good health and with all that's to come. So thanks so much, and great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Jackie. And it's good to be on your show again. And if people can just keep preaching the end time message for I Hate God, we're not... You can't get rid of us that easy. So that's all I got to say.
My name is Full Metal Jackie. I bring you the metal for 2 hours every week. Thanks again to this killer rock station for continuing to allow me to do so. Find me on the web at FullMetalJackieRadio.com, Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie, and on Facebook, I'm at FullMetalJackie666. Leaving you off with Metallica tonight. See ya!